91X News.
It's 12 degrees and cloudy at 1 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Alana Pickerel. A local man has been living on his roof since last Friday in an attempt to raise money for local shelters. He has already raised over $9,000 and says he will be staying there until he has raised a total of $25,000. Isaiah Mawinney has more.
I'm Isaiah Mawinney, and we're just leaving the Morella Page parking lot at Century Place downtown Belleville, where John Ross parks. He's 31 years old, and he is living on top of a roof right now and trying to raise money for women's shelters in the community. He's live streaming it 24/7, so all the watchers at home are buying his food, buying his clothes. He's doing challenges to raise money. Just this week, he shaved off one of his eyebrows for $500, and I think for the other one, it was another $500. We just spoke to him and had a couple of questions. And he's receiving a lot of support from the community and his friends and family back home. Mayor Tasso Christopher is talking to him right now, and it's picking up a lot of attention in the community. Isaiah Mawinney, QNET News, Belleville.
Military officials have identified the pilot who was killed in the crash of a CF-18 fighter near the Saskatchewan-Alberta boundary. The plane went down yesterday morning on the Saskatchewan side of the Cold Lake Air Weapons Range. Colonel Paul Doyle, commander of the Four Wings at Canadian Forces Base, released Captain Thomas McQueen's name to the public this morning.
Yesterday, we lost one of our own, Captain Thomas McQueen, originally from Hamilton, Ontario, and a CF-18 Hornet pilot with the Royal Canadian Air Force who had served his country with distinction for 10 years.
A flight safety investigation is looking into what went wrong. A charter plane with Brazilian 1st Division soccer team has crashed near Medellin on its way to the finals of a regional tournament. At least 75 people have died. Investigators continue to look for the cause while doctors at several hospitals are working to stabilize the six survivors of the plane crash. Tom Rivers has more.
Colombian TV showing rescuers working in tough conditions at the crash site. According to civil aviation authorities, the British Aerospace 146 short-haul plane declared an emergency just before 10 p.m. local time, reportedly because of an electrical failure. Aviation expert Julian Bray.
That might be part of the reason for this very reliable aircraft to actually crash.
Weather also was said to be bad in the area. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Last night, Belleville City Council voted to keep the first-past-the-post system in place for the next municipal election. Council rejected the idea of going to a ranked election system, which would have allowed voters to place candidates in order of preference. Council said that doing this would have been a major change for both the candidates and for the voters. Keeping the first-past-the-post system means that whoever gets the most votes will be the winner of the election. The Federal Auditor General says tax disputes are taking too long to resolve. The ranks of Canada's military are dwindling, and there's no way to adequately measure the success of efforts to streamline cross-border traffic and trade. Reporter Terry Pedwell has more.
In his annual fall report marking the midpoint of his 10-year mandate, Michael Ferguson laments the fact that despite 5 years of pointing out flaws in the bureaucracy, a number of them continue to show up in his reports year after year. He says the ongoing Beyond the Border initiative designed to ease the flow of goods and people between Canada and the U.S. while improving national security cannot adequately demonstrate its overall effectiveness to ordinary Canadians. Ann Ferguson says those objecting to income tax assessments by Canada Revenue Agency are being made to wait unacceptably long for their complaints to be acknowledged, let alone resolved. Terry Pedro, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.
That's QNET News on 91X to 103. In sports, last night in basketball, the Thunders beat the Knicks 112-103. Russell Westbrook got his third straight triple-double and nearly did it by halftime, finishing with 27 points, 18 rebounds, and 14 assists as the Thunders took the victory. Thunders coach Billy Donovan says Westbrook's passing and rebounding were exceptional.
He obviously set people up tremendously tonight, offensively getting and creating shots, getting in the lane. I thought his rebounding, a couple of loose ball plays, I think when he does that, it sends an unbelievable message to our team of just his spirit and his fight.
Send us your team or league scores. Email at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville is cloudy at 104 and 12 degrees. QNET News on the air at 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Alana Pickerel. News on 91X next at 3.